Pleased to be joined by Michael Duff. We'll start with Louis Reynolds from BBC Radio Leeds.
Thank you very much, Michael. Good to see you again. I guess we have to start with injuries. How's Rodinho? How's Tom Lees? How's Nigel after Saturday?
Well, Tom Lees is going to be out for a while, which we knew. So that'll get reviewed in 2 to 4 weeks, they said. So we're probably looking at a month before they decide what they move forward with it. Rads is unavailable. We don't know the extent. We've been sent for a scan today. So physio don't seem to think it's too bad, but it's definitely something. Nigel came off a cramp in his calves. So that's, you know, obviously it was a risk playing him, but it's where we're at bodies wise. And he was going pretty well. He was playing well. And like I said, it's frustrating when you have to take people off that are doing well for you, but you know, he's one of the few that probably came out Saturday with any sort of credit. So we'll see where he's at. But yeah, the Leesy and Rads will be unavailable.
Just on Rodinho, just for clarity, it's his thigh, isn't it?
Yeah.
Defensive wise then, you've got a bit of a headache. Your options are slowly running out, aren't they? How do you as a head coach navigate through this kind of territory?
It's a new one for me. Never had this many injuries before. Got to work it out. You know, we finished the game without a recognised centre-half on the pitch on Saturday. That isn't the reason we lost the game, but it doesn't help. And I think the thing that we're sort of finding with is continuity or a lack of continuity. The team keeps chopping and changing. We're having to change formations, and it's just trying to fit the roundest pegs in the roundest holes. So it's frustrating, it's difficult. So we have to try and come up with a solution. Sort of have done a couple of times. The last two away games we've found a way. It's Saturday's performance was probably as bad as we've been this season, I think. Whether it was the third game in a week and it caught up on us, or it's all the injuries, it's difficult to pinpoint it, but we need a reaction on tomorrow night.
And I guess, like you say, when you can't name those consistent 11s, and people talk about momentum being key in football, is it hard to get on that role when you are chopping and changing constantly?
Yeah, I think football is a creature of habit, which is why winning is a habit and losing is a habit. But you form relationships with people. And you know, I think we've named the same team once this season, and a lot has mainly been down to injuries. You know, I think we made one change on Saturday, but it was an enforced change in the back line. It doesn't help. Scratching around, searching it, and it was a bitty performance in every aspect of it. So it's not an excuse. That's the reality of where we're at, and we have to find a better way than what we did on Saturday.
48 hours since the game, what have you said to the players? I know at times when we've spoken to you this season, in particular after defeats, you'd like to give them that day or two before you're back in training. What have you said to them today, and what's the message been?
The message has been it was unacceptable. There was a lack of intensity in everything that we did. Things that we worked on the Thursday and the Friday, and on the training pitch, people stood in completely different positions. So whether that's being lazy mentally, not getting any start positions quick enough, whether it was, we tried to get man to man, but every time the goalie rolled it out, we were never there because we were jogging to the man. So they were going into the right positions, but not getting there quick enough. And then once you get involved in a football match with a team like Peterborough, we've said it all along. We did it down at their place early in the season, went man-to-man, and they couldn't play out because they don't change the way they do, but we never got to the first pass, and then they get into their patterns. Second half was slightly better, but then you're going for it, and you're getting caught on a transition two or three times, but that's the gamble that you've got to take at 1-0. So, yeah, it was an intensity. So whether that's mentally tired or physically, the actual numbers weren't bad, but it's just arriving a yard too late. So physically they can do it, it's just mentally and decision making, and like I said, we worked on certain things and it just didn't come out in the game at all.
And that we spoke about before the Peterborough game, that unwanted start of no win and no goal here since the turn of the year, there was some boos at full time. How do you look back on that reaction, and what would you say to that reaction?
I say it all the time, it's You know, the supporter's job is to support the team for 90 minutes and then let their reaction know at the end. And they were frustrated, we were frustrated. Again, it was, like I said, it was a lack of intensity. And we have to, so whether it is becoming a thing mentally at home, whether you know, they're struggling to play in front of the supporters, we haven't been great, no getting away from that. I think in two or three of the draws we deserve to win them, but the facts are we haven't. So yeah, that's, we have to park that up because we've got two away games, but it's something that we need to address. Our home form is costing us at the minute. If you look at where we are, from away points to home points and compare us to other teams at home, it's been a struggle this season.
And for you as head coach, as the leader of these players, how do you personally, Michael, deal with the pressure and all the outside noise?
It's the job. It's that's why it's a difficult job, because you've got 20,000 experts in the room. That's not here. I mean, everyone's got an opinion. That's when you trust in the work that you do. You trust in how you work with the players. Said it loads of times. There's been lots of things going on at the football club, and you know, the main ones, other than the injuries, there's been a lot of change. We've talked about it before. Just try and stay calm, try and stay consistent. Be consistent with the players. The message is the same. It's because I can't influence what other people think anyway. The only way you can influence it is by winning games. And at the minute, we're not winning enough games. I think there are circumstances behind that, but we need to be better.
One of your more consistent players in terms of being in the team in recent weeks is Tawanda after arriving in January. What have you made to his performances?
I thought the Barnsley game, he was good. I thought he was good in the week. I thought Saturday looked like it was his third game in a week. It's his first time he's ever played a Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday, because he's a young player who's come through an academy. So, but that's what he's going to be. Now you look at Tawanda, you know, nearly every time we played forward he was offside. So again, it's just been a little bit lazy getting back in. But he's shown why we brought him in. He's shown what we can do, what he can do. He offers us something different. So yeah, I think it looked like a leggy performance, but I thought he was good in the first two games since he's arrived. And he's a good character around the place as well.
And when we look at the schedule, go back a few weeks and next week as well, Saturday, Tuesday, as you mentioned, trips to Stevenage, Shrewsbury in there. How difficult is it for you to have that contact time with the players? And when we talk about the home form and things they could improve on, actually just being able to do that and chat to them and put things into practice?
Well, that's all you are doing, really. You're chatting to them because you can't do any work on the training ground. Literally today's session's probably lasted 40 minutes and it's walkthrough. Because you can't take the risk of putting any more stress on a really, really depleted squad. But what it's also got to stress is, it's not all doom and gloom. You know, I say it all the time. It's particularly in football. It's always easy to be negative, unless you're top of the league and you're winning every week. But people still find things to moan about. We know where we're at. We know we need to improve. So it's not delusional. It's not blind hope that we'll be all right. It's been a funny season. We've been inconsistent in. Had a really good start, had a really sticky patch, go 4.5 months unbeaten, and then fall into a bit of a sticky patch again. So the only thing we've been consistent at is being inconsistent. So that probably tells you where the football club is in at the minute. It's been inconsistent for many years. And it's just trying to stay level, stay calm, trust in the work that you do. Coach, educate the players, find out why you're feeling like that, why did that happen, and then hopefully turning some better performances and a couple of wins.
And even though you mentioned a latest sticky patch, there's still been a couple of good away wins in there last week. What can you take from them into the next two games, which are also on the road?
There's a bit more freedom from the players. You can see that, you know, because the players aren't human beings. They're not daft. They, you know, they feel it and they sense the reaction and the nervous energy in the stadium. So, you know, it's something we're going to have to overcome. But first things first, we've got two away games first. We've got to deal with them first.
Is it maybe a good thing you're on the road and not at home?
Probably.
Next couple of games?
Yeah, I think we've won 6 out of the last 8 away from them. I don't think we've won in 6 at home. So when you look at it like that, it's definitely.
Wigan away, you must have played there a few times in your career. What are your memories of playing Wigan?
Memories are, well, they were obviously the team that went through the leagues and did really well. So I've played against them in League 2, League 1, and obviously ended up in the Premier League. So it's been a difficult place to go. I think they're struggling a little bit at home as well. So we need to try and prey on that, sense on that. We played them here, it was a really, really tight game. There was nothing in the game other than a set play. I think they only had one shot on target, but they made it really hard the way that they played. They almost played with no centre-forward at times. They drop in, they've got the two wingers that can really hurt you, so we need to look after them. So as always, as we've proven this year, if you're not at it in this league, doesn't matter who you are, you know, they've just gone to Wickham, who were absolutely flying and got a good 0-0 down there. So they'll be trying to build off the back of that. We need to react off the back of a poor performance and result on Saturday, but we've just gone back to back as well. So it'd be a difficult game, as the next one will be, and the next one, you know, but we're into the running now, so we need to start finding 3 points more often.
And I guess with that running in this season, feels crazy saying we're almost at the season end, but the quicker you get that reaction, that is obviously a positive, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't get fixated with what's too far down the line. We're trying to win the first half on Tuesday night, and if we don't, come in at half time, rejig it. I think the one thing that we have had to do too many times in the last few weeks is change shape or change players at half time, which doesn't add to consistency. But we felt that we've had to do it, and we've got a reaction a few times. You know, Saturday was another one. Had to make changes because the first half, and it could have been anyone, to be brutally honest. But that's another frustration that you're having to react rather than just going in and implementing from the start.
Best of luck for tomorrow. Thanks for your time.
Cheers, Lewis. We'll finish with Stephen Chicken from We Are Terriers.
Hi, Michael. Good to see you again. Must be a big boost, the timing-wise, to get Brody Spencer back from suspension for tomorrow.
Yeah, well, yeah. That wasn't unlucky. That's his doing, that he's missed two games. We missed him in the two games, particularly with the injuries that we've had. I think it's been really good, Brody, since he got back in the team.
Yeah.
I think he started the season poorly. For whatever reason, I don't know what that was, but takes information, wants to learn, looked a lot calmer, didn't have as many of those sort of rash moments, still has one every now and again, which is why he's had 10 bookings in 25 games, whatever it is. So, but no, we're really, really pleased. We think he's a good player, but particularly in the situation that we're at, we're delighted to have him.
Where's Joe Taylor up to? Is he nearing a return?
We're hoping that Joe might be able to have some involvement from the bench on Saturday.
Yeah.
So he trained today with the team for the first time. But again, it's you know, the word frustration. You want to throw him in straight away, but you have to manage him. And you know, he did 60 minutes and wrote down. So we'll probably need to build him from the bench. Because that's we can't afford to lose him for another sustained period of time.
Is there anyone else, or is it just Joe this week that's potentially?
No, Ruben trained today as well, so he'll he wasn't as bad as first feared. He obviously, when he initially did it and we saw the scan, we thought it was going to be a season-ending one, a bit like Mikel's, but he's been down to see Andy Williams, he'll be probably booked an extra week in Barbados off the amount of people he's seen from Huddersfield this year. But he seemed to think it was pretty solid. He's trained really hard in the last week with the physios, and again, he's got a good chance of being involved at the weekend.
Thank you. That's all for me. Thank you.
Thank you very much, everybody. Cheers.